All right, and we're back for part two of my interview with Haley Samuelson of Catch a Fire. We've been talking, and Catch a Fire pairs project-based volunteers with organizations that need project-based help, to put it simply. But I gave a much more full description of that in part one. So if you haven't listened to that already, be sure you go back and tune into that. But we've chatted through a lot of the decisions that Catch a Fire made, a lot of how they're transforming volunteering, and then Haley just shared with us in part one some great insights around social entrepreneurship, around social intrapreneurship, which is a really interesting term. So another good reason, if you haven't listened to part one, tune back into that and you'll get that unpacked for you. But just a lot of great nuggets of insight, especially for those of us who don't have our cause-based movement yet, but really feel that burning desire to move into something that weaves purpose into our life. And that's really why I wanted to bring this interview today, is for you, if you find yourself in that situation. So, but let's go ahead and move into part two now. And so when we left off at part one, Haley and I were talking about Catch a Fire's B Corp status. And so, Haley, I want you to unpack that more for us, because that is something that a lot of us are interested in. We've heard about. We've had an interview with the B Corp organization on here. And so that's something we're looking at. So can you tell us what you know about how and why that decision was made to go for B Corp certification at Catch a Fire?
Sure. So I think one really important reason was when Catch a Fire started, that was about 5 years ago. So when I was talking about, you know, how new it is, the space for these kind of social mission businesses, it was even a newer thing then. The space has changed quite a bit in the past few years. But we became a B Corp because I think it really gave us, you know, just another stamp of credibility in the sector that, you know, we are a for-profit organization, but we're really focused on purpose and making the world a better place. And so B Corp certification is a very in-depth certification that organizations go through, and it evaluates what your impact is on your employees, what your impact is on the community, and also on the environment. And I actually just recertified us earlier this year, and it took a very long time to go through all the questions. It's very detailed and digs into every way that you affect your stakeholders. And it publishes the information online so that everyone can see it and see how you kind of stack up against other organizations. So it's a really good way for you to see, you know, how well you're doing in some areas and how you can improve in others. So Catch a Fire is a B Corp, and part of that certification now is actually going back and becoming a benefit corporation. So when we incorporated, there wasn't this opportunity to incorporate as a benefit corporation. But really what that is just an organization that is focusing on its stakeholders rather than just making a profit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what you're saying here has really echoed what I've heard about B Corp certification. And for you tuning in out there, don't let that process, that rigorous process, scare you. And I have heard that time and time again, that it is a very involved process. But don't let that scare you, because B Corp is becoming a more and more and more recognized stamp of approval, essentially. And people know that it is a rigorous process. And as people know and understand that, they're really going to place a lot more credibility in what you're doing. And they'll be able to place that credibility very quickly by seeing that stamp of approval, rather than having to read through a lot of what you're about. And not that we don't want them to, but the reality of the situation is people, especially online, are just, there's so much information thrown at them that they're skimmers. And so being able to see that stamp of approval, but then also knowing that there's a rigorous process behind it is becoming very important. And as we've chatted with entrepreneurs around the country, that's something that we're hearing more and more again, is really this theme developing around the importance of the B Corp status and the importance of looking at that early on. Mm-hmm. So thank you for sharing that with us. And okay, cool. So the other question that I wanted to have you unpack a little bit for us, I was reading on Catch a Fire a bit about how project-based work could help me add a new story onto my resume, or a new story that I could share with someone as I'm looking to move into more purpose-driven work. Mm-hmm. Can you give us an example or two, Haley, of how you've seen someone do that?
Absolutely. I think it happens all the time, which is really great. But professionals in our network come to Catch a Fire for various reasons. Some come because they, you know, are trying to find just more purpose in their life and think this is the best way to do so. Others come to develop their portfolio. Some come because they're actually looking to transfer from the for-profit sector into the nonprofit sector. And Catchafire gives them a really easy way to do so. So for example, one of my favorite examples from last year is this woman named Amy, who was really looking to work for a human rights organization. And she got matched up with this organization named Witness in New York City. And they're really amazing. They empower people to tell stories of human rights violations through video. And Amy was really passionate about video and human rights and got matched up on a project to help them write their annual report. And at the end of it, it was a more extensive project than some of our other ones. I think it took a few months. And at the end of it, she not only helps them create this annual report and put a structure in place so that they could collect stories to share in their annual reports down the line, but she realized that she had such an amazing time working with this organization that that was her calling, and she decided to actually go back to school for nonprofit communications. So that, I think, is one of my favorite examples that really embodies how, you know, volunteering your skills on a short-term project can help you really realize if working in the social good sector is something you're interested in.
Yeah, I love that you shared that, because I think that's so important for us to hear, is the new directions that getting involved on a project basis, you know, little bits at a time, can really take you. And I think that is something that is so important for us to hear as we look to refine, you know, whatever it is that we're going to do next. Again, whether that's building a movement or whether that's becoming an entrepreneur in an existing movement, I think it's really important to take those little steps to really discover that passion and that calling. So, yeah, that's a perfect example. Thanks for sharing that. Okay, so I want to put the spotlight back on you, Haley. What do you love most about working at Catchafire?
I think that my favorite part about working at Catchafire is the people I work with. We have a small but mighty team. There's 30 of us, and everyone is so united around our work that we really, you know, work together for this cause, and it's just been a really amazing support system who always pushes us forward. But I think the best thing about working here is that at the end of the day, I am really involved in making the world a better place for people who need more purpose in their lives and people who need a lot of help to run their organizations. And it feels really good to be doing so. And the best part about my job is that I get to actually tell those stories. So when we have really amazing matches in the community, it's my job to get on the phone and understand, you know, why skills-based volunteering is so important to the volunteer and a professional. So that is really powerful.
Love it. And so I want you now to take just a minute and speak directly to the listener out there who has found themselves in a position in a job that they just don't feel they have that purpose. They don't feel that it's leading to social good, and they want to make a change. They want to be an entrepreneur like you in Catchafire. What are the biggest two pieces of advice you'd give them?
I think that my first piece of advice would be, if they have this idea of somewhere else they want to be, is really to test it out. So whether you're interested in music or you're interested in, you know, volunteering with a human rights organization, you can find organizations, whether they're for-profit businesses or nonprofit organizations, where you can go and test out. If there's a project that you think you could help them with, go tell them and pitch yourself. And it's a really great way to get that experience, because I think it's really important. If you have a great job right now, it can kind of be scary to just leave it and go do something else. But if you have a little bit of experience and a little bit of understanding, whether it's asking someone who's in that sector that you want to transfer into or actually working with them on a volunteer project, I think that's really important. And I think the second piece of advice I would have, it's something that one of our volunteers who I interviewed a few weeks ago told me. She was a volunteer in our community who actually also started her own business, photography business, and then just decided to launch a nonprofit arm of that business. And she told me that it was just nagging her that she wasn't doing enough. It just kept nagging her. And her piece of advice was that she just kept stopping herself because she'd make excuses. And that one day she finally just said, you know what? I need to make a social change. I'm going to do it. And I think just actually acting and doing something and getting started is the best way to do it.
Yeah. And I want to land on that real quick, because I love imagery that you just brought into my head when you talked about how I was nagging at her.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that I can say that. I think that anyone that has made the leap will say that they had this thing that was pulling at them, that was nagging at them, that just got to a point where they could not ignore it. They had to do something about it. And I think, personally, that is what distinguishes a social entrepreneur, social intrapreneur, a purpose-driven person, is when you pay attention to that nagging and act on it. And it doesn't mean you take the leap necessarily right away, but maybe mm-hmm. it just means that you test it out, like you've been talking about, Haley, but you do something about that nagging, that pulling at you. And for you listening out there, if you have that right now, listen to that and find a way to act. Maybe it's just a small piece. Maybe it's just a project-based volunteer opportunity. Maybe it's linking up with Catch a Fire. Maybe it's doing something to just kind of find out what that new direction is. But acting is what's so important. Don't let that nagging stick with you and not do anything about it. That's where the problem really lies. So, yeah, really, really important thing I think that you just shared with us and important for all of us to hear. So good stuff. Well, I'm going to move us in now to the last section here. Haley, I call this our rapid fire round, where it gives us the chance to just ask you a few quick kind of one-off questions so you can share some great tools with us that we can start using right away in our own lives and our own movements. So you ready to rock and roll on this?
All right, let's do it.
Perfect. Sounds good. What is a social venture, aside from Catch a Fire, that you think we've got to check out?
There's so many, but one that I think always comes up or has been coming up recently that is doing really interesting work is DoSomething.org. Have you heard of them?
I've only heard their name.
Okay. So they come up with really interesting ways to get teens and young people involved in volunteering, and they launched a really amazing few campaigns last year that are really impressive and innovative, I think.
DoSomething.org. Perfect. And Change Nation, as always, I'll be putting the links to that in the show notes. You can click right into that. Don't feel like you have to write it down, especially don't try to write it down if you're driving right now. Okay. What about a tool that you use at Catch a Fire that you think all social entrepreneurs should use?
Ooh, we just started using Asana, and it's a project management tool that is amazing and the best one that I've used in a long time. So I would definitely recommend that. It helps you keep organized and also stay on top of the other projects that people on your team are doing.
Perfect. Yeah, that's one I've been hearing a lot about. I need to try it myself. Is that Asana?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And so we'll throw a link to that in then too. Cool. What is one piece of advice you'd give to an aspiring change agent?
I think that the one that I gave earlier about just, you know, going and doing something and actually acting on this idea that you have, this nagging tension in your mind, is definitely the most important. But I think another one is don't forget to ask for help when you need it. It's really difficult to launch a social venture. And I think that a lot of people have gone through it before. So if you, whether it's asking advice or, you know, just grabbing a coffee with someone to ask for their help on any type of project or just something you're going through, I think that's a really important thing to remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect. What about for you, Haley, a favorite fun escape?
A favorite fun escape. So now that I'm living in New York City, I really miss the West Coast. So I would have to say going back to the Pacific Northwest would be my favorite escape.
Perfect. Yeah, one of the few places of the country I've never seen, but know I need to get to. I've heard nothing but great things about it.
It's so. The most underrated place in America. It's amazing.
Well, I'll have to make it a point to make it in 2015.
There you go.
And do it that way. Cool. Sounds good. What is a cause-based book you think we should all read?
We had a really great book club last year at Catch a Fire, and we read Good to Great. And I think that was just really helpful to get an understanding into social business.
Perfect. Yeah. And then they also have one for Good to Great for the social sector too, I think, right? Okay.
Sorry. That's the one that I've read both of them, but we focused on the social business one. I was just realizing after I said that Good to Great was not about social mission businesses, but yes, both of them are good reads.
Yeah. I think both of them definitely are. I mean, Good to Great is amazing and just is kind of becoming a standard across all, has been a standard across all kinds of business for a long time. So it was great that they did the social good edition too. So yeah, I would echo that and recommend both. So great. What's the first thing we can do right now to start changing the world?
Well, if you have a skill to share, you can go on Catch a Fire. And that's a really interesting way to, I think, explore and find out what is the best way that, you know, you're set up to change the world. But if you have something that, again, is just nagging you, go out and get started. Ask someone's idea about it, start telling people about it, and make it happen.
Perfect. Well, then the last thing before we say goodbye, Haley, I just want to give you the floor here and give you the chance to share any last thoughts you'd like with us here in Change Nation. And then, most importantly, let us know the best way, if we do want to do that, if we do want to get involved in some project-based volunteering, what's the best way to link back up with Catch a Fire, and walk through that process?
Sure. I think this interview's been really great and covered a lot of things that I wanted to talk about. So thank you so much for reaching out to us and making sure that we were a part of it. I'm excited to share it with our community as well. And then in terms of getting involved on Catch a Fire, it's very easy. You can volunteer from anywhere in the world and just go to catchafire.org and click on register. And when you get to that point, you'll just be able to upload your resume or LinkedIn profile and select which causes you care about and which skill sets you have. And from that point on, we'll start sending you opportunities to get involved.
Perfect. Well, great stuff. Well, Haley, on behalf of all of us over here at Social Change Nation and the Voices of Social Change podcast, I want to thank you for your generosity with your time and your expertise. I really was genuinely looking very forward to this interview because I think it's such a unique flavor, and you absolutely haven't disappointed. You've brought us a lot of great insight and a lot of great information that I think is something that we can all just start using right away. So that's been my favorite part about it. But thank you again for that. And to everyone out there in Change Nation, stay tuned here because I'll be back in just a few minutes with my thoughts today, give you kind of a bonus podcast. I have a lot going through my head just about this interview that I want to talk with you about and just kind of break down my key takeaways for you. So stay tuned for that. I'll be back after a quick break. But Haley, thank you again so much, and take care of yourselves up at Catch a Fire.
Thank you.